Well, thanks for joining us for another GoldSeek.com Radio Gold Nugget segment. Our featured guest today, top money manager Louis Navalier. Louis Navalier runs Navalier & Associates. He's also editor of four leading stock advisory newsletters. Welcome back, Louis Navalier.
It's good to be here.
Great to have you back. And you know, last Friday, we had a bullish jobs report. U.S. dollar blasted to a 12-year high against the euro, at least. It's making records in terms of almost every other competing global currency. Seems to have caught a lot of investors off guard. I wonder if you could tell us just what's going on here.
Yeah, this is the big story. We've been calling since January for a seismic shift, and it's clearly underway. What the seismic shift is how the strong dollar is essentially destroying corporate profits for the multinationals in the S&P 500, and it's worse as you get to the bigger ones. 70% of the top 50 stocks in the S&P are going to have negative sales and or earnings in April. And one of the ones I thought was going to have more positive results, Intel warned and lowered their guidance. The party's over if you want sales and earnings. The strength in the market is in domestic stocks. There are large-cap domestic stocks like Kroger and Lowe's and Southwest Airlines, Dollar Tree, would be an example. But I'll tell you, it's getting really, really hard out there. And we saw this in 2000. Essentially, the tail end of the S&P is going to do better than the top end. Domestic are going to do better multinational. And this is going to last a long time. MarketWatch had a more detailed article on this that predicted that the S&P 500's earnings will be down every single quarter this year and forecasted that the fourth quarter earnings are going to be down over 20%. Now, that's not going to come out till January of 2016, but that's pretty ominous. And everybody's shocked by the speed of which this has happened. The dollar has appreciated 12% against the euro just this year, and it's up about 17% against from its low point last year.
Earnings tend to be such an important, vital component to a bullish market, at least for equities, throughout the whole 6 or 7 year advance. Is there a peak here? Will we see 5,100 on the NASDAQ again?
We're going to go up, and I'm going to tell you why we're going to go up. Here's essentially why. The market yields more than the bank. So if you're a yield-hungry investor, you have to go to the market. But whether you're buying the dividend stocks or the growth stocks, you just can't buy the whole market now. It's gotten very narrow. Our forecast is for a silver lining critical path to emerge. You know, I was up nicely in January when the market was down. All my funds showed up in the Wall Street Journal for being top. Then February was even stronger, okay? I've had, there was a down day the other day this week. I was up, okay? That's a good sign. As long as I've got 10 to 15% of the market to buy, I'm okay. But the strong dollar is in a number, and it's also causing massive deflation, and this is affecting Fed policy. We've just had 3 months in a row of horrific retail sales, and the stock markets like inflation, and economic statistics like inflation, and now we have deflation. Retail sales can't go up even if we're out spending more money because prices are falling. So we've already seen what that's done to retail sales. This is going to affect Fed policy. The Fed cannot raise rates in this environment. If they did, they're just going to make the dollar stronger and raise the deflation risk. So this is ominous. If you want to know what I'm worried about deflation.
You're not as concerned then about disinflation. To me, this sounds more disinflationary amid rampant global inflation. The moniker deflation, it kind of conjures up images, doesn't it, of the 1930s, you know, the Depression. You don't see something like that on the horizon, do you?
We are in new territory. We're not used to this. We're in an environment where 19% of the government debt worldwide has a negative yield. And if I lived in Europe with a crummy currency and negative yield at the bank, I have put my money elsewhere. A lot of Europeans are putting their money in America, getting higher yields over here, prospering for our currency tailwind. Others are buying gold. You know, the criticism of gold, it never had yield. Well, guess what? Yield is better than, no yield is better than negative yield. And if you look at gold priced in euros, it's up.
In terms of rubles, it's the investment of the year.
Mr. Putin, he puts over half a billion in gold every month. You know, he did a number on his currency. Last I looked, it fell 54%.
Exactly right. And, you know, that's certainly tied directly to the crude oil plunge. Another story, Labor Department reported that there was quite a bit of jobs created, well above the estimates. And this tends to make some investors a little nervous because they're afraid the Fed's going to raise rates.
I work for the Fed. We had a staff economist named Janet Yellen there. She's got a more important role now. She's a labor economist. If someone goes out and gets two temp jobs, they get counted twice. This isn't me. This is the Fed. The Fed noted in 2013 that the payroll survey was growing faster than the broader household survey. And there was double accounting in the numbers. That's why they removed the unemployment target. Now, there's less double accounting now, but clearly most of the jobs being created are temp. There's been downward revisions here recently. The January jobs figure was revised down. I expect February revised down. The ADP folks, which do payroll processing, can't find the job growth. The Department of Labor can. Gallup can't find it either. It's almost like there might be an election coming up. I can't imagine why the numbers got so good all of a sudden, but there are seasonal distortions as well. The market reacts. They don't think. They don't read the second line. If you look in the details, it's not good. We have had 2 months of wage growth, and Janet Yellen doesn't want to raise rates so we get wage growth. Well, 3 cents in February isn't growth, okay? It's just not. And it was down in December, so if you average it out, there really isn't wage growth. It's still too many temp jobs. There's seasonal distortion. So the Fed's not going to raise rates as far as I'm concerned. And that's not me. That's the head of the Boston Fed, the Chicago Fed, Minneapolis Fed. They don't want to raise rates at all this year. It would be irresponsible for them to raise rates. All they're going to do is make the dollar stronger, create more deflation risk, and that destroys our economy.
From the last Fed meeting minutes, there was some dissent among the doves.
Well, the main thing is the biggest dissent was coming from Dallas and Philadelphia, and those Fed presidents have retired. So the new opposition is emerging from Cleveland, but she hasn't voted against the Fed yet. So that's that.
You know, certainly then if you expect this amazing bull market to continue, and it certainly caught many people off guard, so there's probably still money waiting on the sidelines. There'll be a sector rotation all throughout the remaining rally, and it will be critical to make sure that you have focused on the right sectors and not the laggards. So maybe you could give folks an idea of what you see as, the stronger places to park cash.
Clearly, it's in consumer discretionary. Consumer staples, and it's not in energy. So I do think that we have some strength for a change. So that's very encouraging. Now, when I dig into the raw fundamentals, I can't find as many consumer stocks as I want. But I can tell you, Lowe's is one of my favorite. There's been a lot of damage in the Northeast this year. I can tell you Dollar Tree showed up on our radar, so did a limited brand, VF Corp. I have some retail stocks.
Now let's turn over to China, starting to see what looks like some economic growth. And of course, that could bode well for the rest of the world. What do you think about China's prospects? That HSBC survey looked more positive and their PMI is stronger. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, HSBC is always more negative than the official survey until recently. So that shows the private sector in China is doing well. You know, I spent a long time on a plane with one of the architects in China. He has to build big walls around the luxury homes over there because of the corruption crackdown. And there's some plight out of China, you know, mostly to America. They're bringing in their capital and all that stuff. I think China's going to be fine. Now, India is now outpacing them in GDP growth. You know, the folks in India spend a lot of money on food and energy, and all of a sudden they have a more disposable income for a change. But you know, I still expect China to grow at a healthy pace, but, we'll see if they make their 7% target right now. But the rest of the world is growing. There was a report that came out the other day from Bespokes that were talking about how they expect China and India to lead. Normally, when you get a commodity prices dropping, it does feel boom in emerging markets because people just have more money left over.
Well, any positive comments then for the precious metals listeners, aficionados in the audience? It's been a tough 3 years. Do you see any positives on the horizon, or will the dollar rally crush any remaining hopes?
Gold, I believe, was the best performing commodity in 2014. Obviously, a lot of central banks are still buying gold. Obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty in the world with these negative yields, the earnings for the S&P. I can find earnings, but the whole market's not going to have it. So I think gold deserves a decent allocation because that's where people are going to run when they lose, when they get insecure. And it just, you know, sometimes the markets have to go down 2 or 3 weeks before gold rallies. I also like platinum very much, a very good industrial metal, mostly sourced from South Africa and Russia. I think, it's very strong industrial demand. So I'm very comfortable with both those. Silver is just much more volatile than gold, of course. So I think it's going to be okay. I mean, I think I would up the allocation a bit because the uncertainty has gotten upped. The other thing that's interesting is normally the third and fourth year of presidential election term is very good for the market. We got all these new candidates running around. You can see what the mainstream media is doing to Hillary Clinton lately. So there's some unpredictability going on out there. You know, if somebody told me that, you know, the mainstream media that was obviously very kind to, I think Americans are just not as happy as they want to be, and they're obviously looking for leadership. And I think they're going to be very disappointed how this deflation is really taking a toll on our economic growth and the hope for prosperity moving forward. So I think gold definitely, and a little bit to a degree platinum, deserves a higher allocation. So say somebody had 6%, maybe they want to boost it to 8.
Any other topicality on your radar screen?
No, I still don't think they're going to raise rates this year. I think the big wild card we have is what are we going to do with all the oil? Obviously, we have the highest inventory in 80 years. I've seen inventories rise for 9 straight weeks. We still have excess diesel and gas inventories. Normally, in the springtime, demand goes up and prices go up. But this is interesting where we're at right now. I mean, this is quite fascinating. There's been all these articles. We're going to run out of storage and places to put it come April. This is more than a seismic shift. I think oil will go higher as demand goes up, but I don't know if the high is going to be 62, 65, 68. We have the situation in Libya where, you know, the 11 major wells they have are not secure anymore by the security forces. Their production's a third of what it once was. Iraq's still producing more oil because they've got to deal with the Kurds, even though the wells around Tikrit are on fire. You know, there could be some interesting developments out there, but I think by and large, lower commodity prices are going to cause other areas to grow, and that's where we got to put the money. And it's just unfortunate a lot of the currency is just doing a big number on America. Very, very hard for us to really grow fast when our dollar is hurting our competitiveness and hurting our exports, and actually is going to hurt GDP growth. These are all reasons the Fed should not raise rates, and I think our dollar remains strong as long as our rates are higher than the rest of the world. So market forces are going to force rates lower. That's going to fuel more buybacks, but in the meantime, it's still an interesting place to be. This market has gotten very narrow very quickly. Whether I'm doing dividend management or growth management, I literally only got to be in the top 15%.
Interesting. So I guess the bottom line here is the dollar as high as it is, of course, it makes exports considerably less competitive around the world. So this would kind of tie the Fed's hands because if they raise rates, that just makes dollar denominated assets, bonds and related treasuries all the more appealing to global investors, which would just push the dollar and the greenback even higher, kind of a self-fulfilling negative.
That's correct. And all economists, liberal, conservative, are all trained not to have deflation. So this is a new chapter for America, and they have deflation in Japan, they have deflation in Europe. You can see they're trying to just pump money, get rid of it. We turned off our pumps, so we're attracting a lot of capital to our rates collapse. If our GDP slows, maybe we'll slow down a bit. But I can tell you, this is a new world we're in, and now it's hurting corporate profits. So that's just another reason to up the gold allocation and platinum allocation.
Please tell folks more about the services you provide and any other contact information you'd like to share today.
The good thing about us is our research is online free. On Navalier.com, the management company, we have a free dividend grader, a free stock grader, a free ETF grader. On our newsletter site, we just have the free stock grader. But that's NavalierGrowth.com. Navalier.com is the management company. We like people to go see how we grade stocks and see how we rank. You can take our newsletter or paid subscribers if you would like me to pick the stocks for you. I personally seed mutual funds and run around and grow them. Obviously, I got a very good fund this year. It's It's been in the top decile and attracting a lot of capital. So, yeah, we have a lot of good things for investors, but in the end, we'd like them to check out our online database. It's free, and then we'll figure out how we can best serve people.
Louis Navalier, we appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Take care now.